ladies and gentlemen around the Delaware Valley. Welcome back to Legal Talk with Jeff Nierenberg. We've got a fantastic show on WWDB Talk 860. We're sponsored by Nierenberg Law Associates. We've got a fantastic show on WWDB Talk 860. Jeff, how are you?
Good to see you, Joe. This has become a regular occurrence, and I look forward to this hour every month and really glad to be here again.
Well, it's great to have you. Like we always say, it's the fastest hour in radio. We've got a fantastic guest, Dr. Michael Pollard, chiropractor. Doctor, how are you?
Very good, Joe. Thanks. Thanks for having me. And Jeff, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you for coming and being our guest today.
And so what we like to do, we're going to obviously talk to Dr. Pollard about, the practice and chiropractic and all those good things, lots of stuff to talk about there. But like we like to do, Jeff, we're going to talk a little current events. There's just nothing going on in the world.
Nothing. It's boring. It's summer. It's the dog days of August.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Now, I mean, when you look at what is going on in this world, and we like to touch on sports and stuff like that, what's on your mind?
So for me, I came from Eagles training camp on Tuesday, and I was watching our birds, Fly Eagles Fly.
That's right.
And I'm excited for the new season. But I've been following closely the Deshaun Watson happenings and the ongoing saga of Deshaun Watson. And I, for one, am appalled at what happened this week. Obviously, if you live in a cave or under a rock.
On a desert island.
On a desert island. Everyone's heard now what's happened to Deshaun Watson. They came forward. The Sue Robinson arbitrator came forward with a 6-game suspension. No fine. And I can't believe it. I cannot believe that that's what they came up with after a year-long investigation.
Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, obviously he's appealing that, and thank God for that. I have not been following it real closely, so I don't know why. Maybe you may have some insight why he didn't get criminal charges pressed on him and why he's not facing like 150 years. I mean, if you look at some of the rapes and the convictions that we have and sexual assaults and things like that, you have individuals that are carrying heavy sentences there. Why isn't this guy criminally
I followed it a little bit more, and I always say the celebrity kind of wins out in America. And, as a lawyer, I always tell people, hire a great lawyer. And he has a team behind him that must have just been incredible. And they somehow got to these women. Some of them may have felt intimidated to testify. And at the end of the day, in Texas, they didn't prosecute, which is remarkable. Because if that happened to any one of the three of us, even one of these women,
oh, yeah,
there were 25 of them.
Yeah.
Our careers would have been over.
Oh, absolutely.
Our marriages would have been over, and our kids would never speak to us again.
The funny thing is, Tom Brady got 5 games for the deflated football.
Oh, my God.
And this guy, right, this guy gets what, 6 games?
That's right. It's one more game than Tom Brady in Deflategate.
I mean, it's such an epic disgrace. There's so many Doc, that's a great observation. It's such an epic disgrace. But let's think about it for a second. The general public should not be standing for this, number one. But what the hell is Cleveland doing signing this guy to a $250 million guaranteed contract? Okay, knowing, like you said before the broadcast, Jeff, that They knowing all these things, and like we said, Doc, at the beginning, it's not like these women are mummies and not credible. And when in other words, it's not like they're all asleep. Okay, they're not sleepwalkers. Okay,
well, they're not angels either.
They may not be angels, but I saw a couple couple interviews. Guess what? I mean, there's credibility there. Now look. One or two that might have not a credible background, and it's a suspect type situation. 25?
Joe, I read a little bit of the report. They summarized this arbitrator's report. And in the report, she comes to the conclusion that there was deviant sexual assault on multiple occasions. And how she found 6 games and didn't find him. But, I mean, that to me, so I have 2 daughters. I know... You have a son.
I have a son.
Right. So reading that, I mean, he kind of raped women. Many women, certainly some of them could have been a little shaky or not credible. But
and he's taking advantage of that.
But the Cleveland Browns, I mean, you make a strong point. How do you stand behind that and make that the face of your franchise, Deshaun Watson? It's shameless.
I mean, think about, do you want a championship that bad that you'd have a serial rapist, a quarterback? Listen, Roger Goodell is not stupid, okay? And you're watching some of the sports shows and getting some take, and a lot of the pundits are saying, one of the guys, I forget his name, but he was a union rep, and I didn't agree with his whole point, but the union has to support him. It's their job, okay? And he says, and sometimes unions, you're put in positions where they don't like to be in that position. He said that. He said, you can imagine that they don't want to be there. And his answer was, well, that's why I'm not, I'm happy not to be doing the union, in the union representation thing anymore. And I totally disagree with that. I do the labor show. Because the collective bargaining and the protections you get, and I'm not saying far outweigh, but the representation and all those things, you take the good with the bad, and salaries are what they are, and protections are what they are because of unions. But sometimes they have to represent individuals who I bet they don't want.
It's a very uncomfortable situation for the union.
Absolutely.
To end this point, and you had mentioned Tom Brady and Deflategate. I think back to Michael Vick and the dog fighting.
Dog fighting, man.
So he went to jail.
How many games did he get?
No, he went to jail for 3.5 years.
That's right.
Yeah. The Atlanta Falcons voided a $100 million contract. They said that between the 3.5 years lost in the NFL, he lost about $150 million for dogs. This is 25 women, and she came to the conclusion that there was deviant sexual assault, which to me means rape. Yeah. And he got 6 games, no fine. It's remarkable.
And the saddest thing, part of the settlement is he's only allowed to get massages now that are approved by the football club.
By Cleveland.
Yeah. And I guess Michael Vick's not allowed to eat hot dogs anymore.
He's not allowed to have a dog anymore.
It's
a disgrace. That's a disgrace.
Roger Goodell knows what a disgrace it is. In other words, what a nightmare this will be for the league. I'm wondering where the media is at, because the media came down heavy on Michael Vick, and he did 3 years. Doc, your point about Tom Brady and Deflategate. But the media, come on out, people. We'd love to hear what a disgrace this is. And I'm sure they're going to be doing all kinds of, the second he touches the field, if he does, they'll be doing all kinds of marches and protests, which they should. He should never touch a football field again. And oh my God, the amount of money. Also, Jeff.
We were talking earlier, all of us were just, the Brittany Griner situation has just been in the news, and I've been following it from day one. And this week she was sentenced to 9 years in prison, and it was 1 gram of cannabis oil. 1 gram of cannabis oil she brought into the country, and they're using her as a pawn now for trades.
No question.
And they're trying to trade her for this notorious arms terrorist. Sure. A basketball player in America is now being offered up in a trade for the most notorious terrorist in the world. And it's so shocking and scary and awful. But
Sergei Lavrov's a good negotiator.
He is. You know? He is. I wish he was an RGM for the Eagles or the Sixers.
Well, I can tell you. Obviously this the sentence was an absolute outrage and all those things, and like all the politics that are going on, and it's absolutely just unimaginable. 9 years for that. You wouldn't even get picked up here in Philly and in a lot of cities.
It would be a parking ticket. It truly would be a summary. They would just hand you a parking ticket for $50 or $100, right? And that's
it. Sure.
It's a joke, and I mean that sarcastically, because there's nothing funny about it. 9 years, but she picked the wrong time.
She did, and she made a mistake, and as horrible as the sentence is, I did a little research into her. She's played in Russia a lot. It's not her first time.
Right.
Obviously, it would be a huge mistake if we came to Russia for our first time with cannabis oil in our luggage. This woman is a champion in Russia. She spent a lot of time there, and it clearly was the biggest mistake of her life, and you feel for her, but wrong place to bring cannabis oils into Russia.
She should have shipped it in advance with UPS or something.
Yeah. I mean,
big mistake.
It's just crazy, and so. You know, the world is a upside down place these days, and logic doesn't seem to come into play. And these are sports related, obviously.
But I think these are mainstream stories. I mean, Deshaun Watson and Brittany Griner are really, transcend sport. I mean, they're really important issues for everybody. My wife, who's a psychologist who can't stand sports, I have two daughters that don't follow sports. They're talking about this a lot with us and their friends, and these are big stories in the country right now.
Exactly, it's an outrage, and no question about it. Now, those conversations segueing from them, obviously they're front page news, but we do have a show, and we're ecstatic to bring Dr. Michael Pollard. Onto the program, and Doc, if you would. Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and the practice.
Well, I grew up, as you can tell from my accent, I'm not from Pennsylvania, but I've lived in Pennsylvania for 35 years. I grew up outside of Boston.
Okay. Hold on for a second.
We got a Boston fan or you're a Philly fan?
Well, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, I used to hate Philadelphia teams, especially the hockey teams. But now I love Philadelphia teams. I've been here 35 years. But I grew up about 25 miles south of Boston. Actually, right next to Foxborough, where the Patriots play.
Really? Hmm. And ironically, you've been an Eagles fan since you were two. It's ironic.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
Yeah. No, I like the Eagles, and the Patriots. I mean, when I lived up there, the Patriots,
yeah, they were terrible.
Yeah. Pre-Bill Belichick.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it goes way back. I mean, when I was a little kid, my father used to take us to see the Boston Patriots when it was the old AFL.
Right.
And there was one year when they used to play in Harvard Stadium. And one year they tore the stadium down. They were rebuilding it, and they played in Fenway Park. So I saw the Patriots play in Fenway Park.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Going way back.
It's a long time. It tells you how old I am, But, I grew up in, that part of Massachusetts is kind of like Pennsylvania. The western part of the state's very hilly, and the eastern part, it kind of graduates down into the ocean. And they call us up there where I'm from, they call us Swamp Yankees. And we have the worst accent of anybody in New England.
Really?
Supposedly, yeah.
No kidding.
That's great.
I love that Boston accent.
Boston.
But mine's kind of homogenized now. I go back and I can't even understand some of my relatives anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know how it goes, but.
I was reading through your bio. So you worked for a trucking company?
I did. I went to Providence College.
Okay.
Knock on wood, I've always been successful in school and lucked out. I went to Providence and I had a degree in chemistry. And with my accent back then, all the jobs in chemistry were down in Alabama and Mississippi. And I'd get hung down there if I lived down there. So I kind of transferred over and I went to work for Consolidated Freightways. And I was, when I was in school, I used to work for them part-time and, loading and unloading and that. Then I was in management for him. I was a salesman.
And what happened there? There was a big incident that happened.
Well, there was a big labor strike. Joe, now you're a labor guy.
Yeah.
There was a big labor strike back in 1983, and it was going to be a long, protracted strike. So I was living up in Maine at that time, and one of the regional guys called me, and he said, listen, you got to go in. We got to strip all the trucks down and blah, blah, blah. And I remember I went into a terminal. I think it was over in East Providence, Rhode Island. And I was driving a forklift and unloading trucks. And I went over to pick up an overhead door and my back blew out.
How old were you?
I was probably like in my early 20s, 25 perhaps. But my God, it was awful. I went to, they took me by ambulance to the hospital. And I met with a surgeon. He said, I need to get surgery. He said, my disc was blown. I need to get surgery. I'm going to be paralyzed.
Oh, my God.
And I understand back
really,
pain
really
now to this day. But to make a long story short, I went to school with a girl, and I remember her father. She remember talking about her father. He was a chiropractor. I never went to a chiropractor in my whole life. I didn't even know what a chiropractor was. And I was desperate. And I went to see him. He's an old Italian guy. Now, you guys are a little bit old like I am. Remember Don Amici?
Yes, sure.
Guy looked just like Don Amici.
Oh, how about that?
A nice guy. I went in to see him, and I was scared to death. I said, listen, I'm in here. I said, I don't want any of that cracking stuff. I was scared to death.
Yeah.
And he smiled at me, put me down on the table and gave me this adjustment. I thought he killed me. I get up and I said, this is unbelievable. This is wonderful.
You were healed.
Oh, it didn't happen once, but over a 2 or 3 month period, I went back to him and stuff like that. But
did a great job.
It transformed me. Mm-hmm. And because of that, he was in very tight with the schools and all that stuff. I went to the university out in Illinois, out in Chicago, and he got me in. He wrote me a nice letter, and I started right after that and never turned back. I've been the chiropractor ever since.
And tell us about your practice after that, after school. Take me through up till now.
Well, you know what happens. See, I had a when I first got out of school, I opened up an office outside of Allentown, a little town called Whitehall. And I was there for 10 years. And I had relative, like a family practice. And, you know, people with aches, you know, headaches, neck pain, back pain, and, you know, little extremity problems here and there. And, you know, it was very successful. And my wife and I, well, what happened is, let me just back up a little bit. Where I grew up in Massachusetts, it wasn't the city. It was country. You know, it was back in the 50s and 60s, so forth, and hardly any traffic on the road. Nobody really got in auto accidents. I mean, I got in a couple here and there when I was a teenager. But,
sure.
But, you know,
moving to Philadelphia is a little different for you then.
Well, no, back then, everybody was kind of nice. Nobody sued. And, you know, at that time, insurance was optional. You didn't have to have auto insurance. It was, you know, an optional thing for people. I always did. I mean, you know, my parents made sure that we lived responsible. But, you know, coming to, even up in Allentown, it was different. But, you know, and make a long story short, I met my wife. She's from Southwest Philly. And we ended up getting married. A buddy of mine took over my practice up in Allentown, and I moved to Lansdowne. And that's where I opened up, and I've been there for 23 years. But, you know, coming from that part of Massachusetts, even Allentown, coming down to I call it the city, which is Lansdowne. It's not really the city, but it's very close.
It's urban. It's more urban than you're used to.
My God, the traffic's it's awful. It's gridlock wherever you go. And some of the people drive like absolute nuts.
Right.
And I wasn't used to that. And, you know, it happens. But my attitude back then was kind of conservative on insurance and auto accidents and so forth. But more and more I started seeing people that were involved in auto collisions or whatever. And it just transformed me. One day I remember I was sitting there, I'm saying, what am I thinking? It's crazy. I used to think that anybody that got in an auto accident was like almost like a scam.
Right.
And they weren't really hurt. They were just doing it for the money.
You believe the insurance company propaganda?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know,
they push that every
day. And
we're
all victims of that. You know,
right?
If you listen to the insurance companies now, you know, when I was a kid, they used to be, you know, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. And
the Rogers rate.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
You know, Liberty, we only get you what you need.
It's so awful. Yeah.
But, you know, and I didn't understand that in the cities, but I do now. Because what happens is, you know, you think about it, auto insurance is one of the only things that we're forced to buy.
Right.
And it's not like any other product in the world. If you don't have auto insurance, you can't drive.
Right.
Or if you don't have it, the police will impound your car. And then they determine how much it costs. You have no control over the pricing.
Right.
And that's where I think the anger comes from with people. And I don't blame them. I mean, for God's sakes, I pay $10,000 a year in insurance.
We all do. Yeah. I have teenage drivers. It's horrific.
And I've never even used my insurance. Never. You know, I mean, a little fender bender here or there, but yeah, I never use it. But I can understand where people in Philadelphia, that's some of the highest premiums in the country.
So much more expensive than the counties.
Absolutely.
The
so, you know, when people, when they get victimized or when they get hit, it's not their fault. Okay. And I said to myself, you know what? After seeing people going through my office, coming in to see me on a regular basis and going through the process, enduring, living with the pain like that, I said, for God's sakes, I would probably end up doing the same thing.
Right.
You know, my attitude just changed from where you live.
What percentage of the practice now is accidents and just family medicine?
It's like 95, where it used to be 5% automobile accidents when I was up in Allentown, and beginning when I was in Lansdowne, now it's the opposite. Now it's 95% auto injuries and work injuries and stuff like that.
Wow.
Slip and falls.
You've really embraced the accident case, and that's what you and I've met. I mean, you and I met many years
that's
ago.
That's right. You and I go back, what?
A lot of years, 15 years.
20 years.
Sure.
And, you know, it's like anything else. And, you know, my father, my mother, my family, they always told us or, you know, instruct us, you have to do the best you can, whatever you do in life. And I always try to. I always try to do the best thing, you know. Mm-hmm. And not that you're going to be I'm not saying I'm the best doctor out there. I mean, for God's sakes, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that are much better than I am. But I've always tried to do the most positive thing, the best thing for the patients. And I always want to treat my patients the way I'd like to be treated.
Right.
And that's what happens. And that's where we
are. A lot of loyalty. I'm sure people come back to you for many, many years.
Well, it's just like you, Jeff. You know, when like if you send somebody into my office and I talk to them, most of those people have been to you before.
They have.
And, you know, if I send patients over to get in accidents, they don't have an attorney, I send them to you. And you're going to see the same thing. I've had people that have been in 3 or 4 accidents over the years.
Right.
And they come back because, hopefully, it's because they're satisfied. I think it is.
Look, it's the biggest flattery. The biggest compliment you're going to receive is when these people come back.
Oh,
especially in this market where it's so competitive. And, you know, there's billboards and there's television ads. And there's people
God, it's
like Morgan and Morgan and
it's
and,
crazy.
And Pond Lahocki and Lundy Law. So for people to come back to you and me as a smaller, we're smaller entities, it means that we've done a good job.
Well, you know, the funny thing is if you watch TV, we all watch TV, we read and so forth and watch TV. If you look at all the ads on TV, especially on sporting events about all these lawyers, you know, like you mentioned Morgan and Morgan, and I'm not going to mention any names, but all these guys are on TV all the time.
Yep.
They're on the radio, they're on everything. They spend so much money advertising. And you say to yourself, why do they do it? Now, myself personally, I haven't advertised at all in 25 years. Never.
Right.
I used to when I first...
You're the anti-Morgan & Morgan.
Kind of. And, you know, you're the same way. You know, I never see... You know,
I have online advertising. I do a lot of Google, but I'm not doing television and radio.
Right.
I'm doing a little more radio now, but mostly
but,
Google,
but
pay-per-click.
You know, and, you know, I've been in, like I said, I've been in practice 35 years, or 33 years, actually. And I've dealt with a lot of the attorneys in Philly. And, you know, they're all good guys. No, there's no crooks out there or anything, but you know, the guys that you see advertised all the time on TV like that, they have a tremendous overhead. And I'm not saying that they're unethical. I mean, that's a whole other topic, but I don't know. They just, and
there's,
you know,
too many clients for not enough staff. I mean, it's very hard to manage that many clients when you don't have that many lawyers.
Well, their clients, you know what it is with their clients? A lot of times it's one and go. They go to see them because they get sucked in by the advertising,
right?
And they never go back. They're dissatisfied. Where I think it's different. I know. I talk to the people you send in to me. They love you. They think you're a good guy, and you get good, great results at the end for
them. And
that's
why I send to you, too. It's like a smaller, I know that you're going to handle them. As soon as I give them to you, I know it's taken care of. And that's a great feeling.
We try all the time. You know, it's nuts. It's nuts out there, but you try to do the best you can. And I always treat people the way I want it to be treated, try to do the best for them. And, you know, the funny thing is, you know, people get in an auto accident, they don't know where to go. But, you know, there's a lot of places, if you go to the hospital nowadays, or if you go to some of the PP places that are very large, these places have such an overhead. For God's sakes, your bill's going to be absolutely enormous.
Right. You and I are paying that freight.
Oh, it's unbelievable. But what your clients or my patients don't understand is, you know, with automobile insurance in Pennsylvania, there's only a finite amount of money. And if they run up a big, huge bill, it comes out of their settlement.
Right.
So with my practice, the way I've always been, we try to keep our fees very moderate, and we try to keep it there so there's not going to be any backlash. The worst thing is when somebody settles and all these greedy hospitals and therapy centers take all the money out at the end, and they get left with nothing.
What you do that's great also is you refer out. Like when somebody needs an MRI or needs to see the orthopedic surgeon, you care enough to send them.
Oh, absolutely.
And there's so many doctors that don't. They just suck up the insurance and the PIP, the $5,000 or $10,000.
Well, you know, that comes into, I believe, like clinical competence too. You know, I was always taught, and I was taught by some pretty amazing people that, you know, what we do is not a be-all, cure-all. There's things that happen that might need some assistance from somebody else.
Sure.
And I send everybody, you know, usually for x-rays and if necessary an MRI, and if that comes out positive and so forth, we send them out for, you know, for different practitioners so they can, the whole reason for that is because at the end, I want those people to be like what they call pre-injury status or not injured anymore. Because if they are, what's going to happen?
They're going to speak highly of you, and they're going to come back.
And you too,
right?
You know?
It's the whole team.
Absolutely.
So, no, as a lawyer too, I face the same issues. Lawyers sometimes try to do too much, and in this day and age, you need to stay in your lane. You know, the criminal lawyer can't handle the personal injury case and then handle your divorce. Those are three separate, distinct areas of the law, and I see people sometimes blurring those lines, and it gets them in trouble.
Yes.
You need to be able to know when to refer and when to say, I'm not the right person.
Well, you know, the funny thing with, see, chiropractic gets, a lot of people don't really understand chiropractic all that much. And I never did when I was a young guy. But, you know, medicine, you look at like University of Penn and Jefferson, and that, God, thank God we got those hospitals. Like, I was just talking to you, Jeff. My wife just had heart surgery a month ago.
You were telling me. How's she doing, by the way?
She's doing great. Knock on wood, you know. But I talked to the surgeon. What a nice guy he was, you know, an expert. I mean, he's been doing it for 25 years. He's had like 2,000-3,000 surgeries like that.
You were at Penn, you told me, right?
Yeah, Penn. The guy was a crackerjack. He was awesome.
How lucky are we to have Penn in our city?
We're so fortunate. I have no idea. It's great. You know, and the emergency rooms, you know, if you break a bone or if you have... say you have a stroke or a heart attack, you don't come to a chiropractor. You're going to go to those guys. They put you back together.
Right.
But you know that on the flip side, there's a lot of chronic things that people have, you know, like joint problems or, you know, all these other things, you know, diabetes, all these other chronic problems like that. But if you look at it over the years, you know, and I'll just step back a minute. When I was a kid, Richard Nixon was president, and Richard Nixon says, we are going to defeat cancer. And they spent $20 billion trying to do it. But guess what? There's more cancer now than ever.
Look how that went.
There's more heart disease
now than ever. The war on drugs didn't work either. Cancer didn't work either.
Nothing works. You know, in the last, especially the last 15 or 20 years, there's been, 2,000 new medications introduced every year.
Right.
If that stuff worked all the time, there'd be no disease left. And that's where what happens with chiropractic, people come into our office with, usually it's either headaches or neck pain or back pain or whatnot. And we look at it from a functional standpoint, like a structural functional standpoint. And we just try to get the people back in to where they were before an accident or before this injury there started. And not that chiropractic's the best thing in the world, but I've seen it do some marvelous things. It really does. And the nicest thing about chiropractic is when you begin to use chiropractic, whether from an auto accident or something else, you don't have to take a lot of these medications. And, you know, if you look at a lot of the pain pills
we're such an over-medicated society.
It's unbelievable.
And it's a shame.
And
it is.
Look at some of the pain stuff now. I mean, with the opioids and that. 200,000 people died last year from an overdose from the opioids.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
Listen, you're so on point. One of the things, even about your own surgery, Doc, I mean, about your own physicality. Yes, there, of course, when we were kids, I know when I was a kid, a chiropractic was, you know, a little unknown in regards to people.
It still is.
It might be, but I think what's interesting about it, and you know, with the healthcare system as it is, we don't see our family doctors every day. I like my family doctor. He'll tell you right there, you can't get an appointment with me for 3 months. You got to see the PA. You see your chiropractor. Now, chiropractors are a part of your, you know, weekly life, your monthly life.
Getting into your family doctor now is very, very hard. And switching, God forbid you need another or a new family doctor because you move, good luck.
The healthcare
luck. It's hard. The insurance companies have done that too, you know.
No right. question about it. But what also is amazing.
How can we keep picking on these brutal insurance companies? Why is that?
I know. Well, that's my whole industry.
they don't make enough money.
Right.
But having said that, what I love about chiropractic, and it's happened for me, is that you can? It's the one place on the planet you can go bent over and beat up and scared, and walk out stand straight up. And chiropractic does amazing things. And there are still people that may, you know, obviously are still scared and nervous. But guess what? It's much more mainstream today to have a chiropractor.
Oh, it is.
I mean,
it is.
And we're going to get into a lot of Jeff. I mean, I got to be honest. This is a really awesome conversation, and I just love being.
You're just sitting back and listening.
Right.
You're a spectator.
I'm a spectator, and I love seeing a doctor and a lawyer talk about, you know, what the situations are and the scenarios. Let's do this. Let's pay some bills. Let's come back and continue our conversation after the break. We'll have more from Legal Talk with Jeff Nierenberg and Dr. Pollack after the break.
Suffering a personal injury due to the negligence of another, whether it be from a motor vehicle accident, an Uber or Lyft accident, a slip and fall accident, a workplace accident, or other, can be a devastating, even life-altering experience. Jeffrey Nierenberg of Nierenberg Law Associates understands how an injury can turn your life upside down. That's why he represents his clients with the utmost care and passion. At Nierenberg Law Associates, you get the representation and resources resources you need to win and the personal touch and results you deserve. Contact Jeff Nuremberg of Nuremberg Law Associates at 215-569-9100 or online at phillypilaw.com and get the recovery and justice you deserve.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Legal Talk with Jeff Nuremberg on WWDB Talk 860. We're sponsored by Nuremberg Law Associates, personal injury firm. So, you know, it does a great job on behalf of your client, their clients. The show, really a fantastic broadcast. Dr. Michael Pollard, chiropractor, is Jeff's guest. Doc, during the break, you wanted to kind of talk about what chiropractic is. And
yeah, you know, this is not a misconception, but, you know, people have so much in their lives now with so much information thrown at us. But, you know, a lot of people don't really understand what the chiropractic approach to healthcare is. And, I mean, I'll see if I can just kind of set the record straight a little bit, I guess.
Sure.
But, you know, if you think about it, Jeff just handed me a book when I was in his office. His wife wrote this wonderful book about relationships.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to read it. I mean, relationships are the most important thing in the world. But, you know, it's like anything. If you ask your wife, I'm sure, I've never met your wife, but if you ask her what the most important thing, she's going to say it's about communication.
It is. It is. And that book's all about that.
It is.
By the way, some people are calling it the Bible of relationships. There you go.
Well, I can't wait.
You'll get a lot of points if you read that with your wife.
There you go.
Some of the exercises.
Well, I'm going to make my wife read it.
What's interesting about it is your wife sees you come home with that book.
I'll be a good boy.
You're like, you know, every wife wants their husband coming home.
She's going to love you.
I'll be able to sin for the rest of my life when I get off, right?
I bought the book. Well, go ahead, Doc.
But, you know, the whole thing with our body's all about communication. You know, a lot of people think, if you look at ads on TV and the drug companies, a lot of people think that your heart controls your whole body. Mm-hmm. And it kind of makes sense, you know. But actually, your brain controls everything in our body. Our brains, through the wiring system called the nervous system, are hooked up with every cell in our body, every organ, every gland, everything like that. And what happens is, just like in a relationship, if your communication starts going bad, you're going to have problems. Well, in your body, if your communication between your brain and your body is interfered with or starts going bad, you're going to end up with some problems. Now, to what happens, the whole thing, our brain sends messages down to every cell in our body, every organ, every gland. It makes your heart beat. It makes you urinate. It makes you, you know, it makes you move your finger and your arms like this. And the communication goes both ways, from your peripheral organs, muscles, and glands up to your brain and vice versa back down. Unfortunately, our brain and our spinal cord and our nerves are housed in a bone called the spine, but the bone is segmented and it moves, so therefore it's a little bit unstable. Now, when people get in an auto accident, you know, the ligaments and the muscles that hold the bones in your spine together, a lot of times they get damaged. And those little bones, because those ligaments are damaged, they have a tendency to drift out of position. And that's where the communication breaks down, because when that bone drifts out of position,
you need to realign it. You need to get it back into symmetry.
Well, when the bone slips out of position like that, just a little bit, it doesn't take much. It creates like an interference between your brain and your body, and things start breaking down. Your muscles go into spasm. You start having pain. But also, your organs and your glands don't work properly. The whole thing, the only thing that kind of, you guys work a lot harder than I do. I have the easiest job in the world. Because the only thing that a chiropractor does is we deliver a force, a small force, into your body called an adjustment. We don't move the bones. Your body, the wisdom in your own body, takes that force that we deliver to you and makes the correction, puts that vertebrae or that joint you need.
I think you're minimizing it. I always think it's hard work. Working with your hands every day and working with large people, small people, it's a big responsibility.
Well, there's not many that are larger than I am.
Okay? I'll take it to the distance, Doc.
But no, it's just a small amount of force. I mean, most of the time you can hardly even feel it. But your body takes that force and makes the correction necessary. And lo and behold, the communication in your body starts working better and your body heals itself up.
It's
nice to think, and you know, we're all products of advertising. If you look, especially over the last 25 or 30 years, all these drugs advertised on TV, the drug companies, the pharmaceutical companies want you to think that if there's a problem with your body, all you got to do is take this little pill that they fortunately make,
Yeah, of course it does.
Put it in your mouth, and the problem's gone.
It's the most amazing. It's such a sham on America how big pharma has taken over our country.
It's unbelievable.
And chiropractors and actual, like, I take vitamins all the time. And people awesome. Make fun of me when I take my eight vitamins. Because what do vitamins do for you, Jeff? And I'm like, hey, I'm trying to prevent getting sick and having to take medicine and going to the doctor. And frankly, I think it works. I think that chiropractic and holistic and vitamins are such a big part.
It's wonderful.
But it's interesting. We were talking sports and you talk about what commercials you see on. Well, you see the insurance companies.
Oh, well, said absolutely. That,
but also the big drug companies and all the new drugs.
They scream the loudest. They're the loudest.
Absolutely. And then of course, in-game gambling, okay?
Right.
That's a whole other ball
game. FanDuel and all that. Yeah. Yeah, that's awful.
Yes. I know. It's ridiculous. But believe me, that's a two-hour conversation that we can have, Jeff, at lunch after the show.
Let's love a gambling.
But you know, about that advertiser like that, I had one of my next-door neighbors when I used to live in Lansdowne years ago. He was he worked for Miller Beer, and he was a regional sales manager for Miller Beer. And, yeah, you're talking. He's a nice guy. And he told me one time, I said, my God, did they spend some money on advertising, especially Miller Lite, you know? He said, if we don't advertise, he said, they've tried. He said, if we don't advertise, sales plummet.
It's amazing.
And, you know, I'm sure that you see Geico with the little lizard and Allstate and State Farm and, you know, what's that? Ozempic, all these things.
Well, you know what I like about it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. The drugs now.
Yeah. If they don't advertise these things, nobody will buy them.
I like the fact that, what's that? What's the new kid on the Sixers, the point guard, the new guy?
Maxi.
Yeah. Now he's Curado. So he's, right. Yeah, he's 21.
The insurance companies grabbed him.
Well, what I'm saying is I immediately watched Maxi, and I called my broker up, told him to shove my current insurance.
I need
Curado.
Because
this 21-year-old, that's right, 21-year-old guy. He said, hey, take it from me. But go ahead, Doc.
Wait till he gets his bill in about 6 months.
Oh, yeah.
The shame of the commercials is that people aren't buying the right insurance. So,
that's right.
So they're advertising and yelling and screaming, but people don't have uninsured motorists. People don't have full tort. People don't understand the importance of having full insurance. They always tell you, you know, oh, legal for less. Well, legal for less doesn't cover you. $15,000 of coverage doesn't help you and me and us as a society.
And they never explain. They never educate.
Never educate.
Like you're doing right now.
Right.
Hey, Doc, you know, you talk about these drugs and all those things. I mean, that they're advertising. It's you know what, I could do a comedy skit on, you know, at the end of it, how they talk about the disclaimer could cause death, you know,
sure.
You know, could cause death, vomiting, a hemorrhaging of every, you know,
I mean,
it's not
crazy.
Too many people dying from your adjustments, I assume. Right?
Yeah.
Well,
you know, it's an interesting thing you say that, you know, no one's ever been hurt by a chiropractor in the state of Pennsylvania.
Really?
Knock on wood, you know.
Wow.
It's amazing.
It's great. You know, if you think about it, just to put it in perspective, you know, I was a chemistry major in college. I had a professor back, God, it must have been 1973. He said to us in the class, he said, you know, you can take two substances, put them together, we know exactly what we're going to get. He said, when you start doing more than two, he said, it gets kind of sketchy. Most of the time it comes out okay, but he said, sometimes you can't predict what the reaction's going to produce. Now, you know, if you think of our bodies, we have a lot of glands in our body that produce all our hormones, prostaglandins, renin-angiotensin for blood pressure. All these glands under the direction of the brain produce chemicals in our body. Our bodies are chemical factories. You know, they talk about, this guy's brain chemicals are off. That's why he went wild on the and shot all those people, his brain chemicals. Our brains produce all these chemicals also. Mm-hmm. Now, when you think about that, back about 60, 70 years ago, perhaps, these companies got together, the pharmaceutical companies, and they said, oh, we're going to start making these chemicals to make people better. So you take these chemicals that people are taking, whether it's SSRIs like Prozac or Xanax or whatever they are, or even simple aspirin and things like that. Every single thing that you put in your body, food, water, chemicals, everything it has an effect.
Right.
Now, sometimes those effects are very minimal. Sometimes those effects, you never even notice them, but there's always an effect of whatever you put in your body. Now, the pharmaceutical companies have been very clever. They change it. They call it side effects. So right. It's not like a thing you should even have to think about. But, you know, a lot of these chemicals that people put in their bodies, the effects of these chemicals.
There's a whole show about it. I hope you both have seen Dope Sick, Michael Keaton show about the advent of oxycodone.
Okay.
The Sackler family,
right.
Purdue Pharma. And there's a whole show on Netflix. It's a scripted show with Michael Keaton as one of the stars. And it talks about the advent in the mid-90s with oxycodone. And it's the most shameless, horrible, awful. And the lawsuits and class actions are still going on. And they just sold a bill of goods to America and the FDA.
And their salespeople were out there actually telling people you can't get addicted.
It's awful.
Double the dose. If you have pain, double the dose.
And I hate to dwell on all that stuff. But, you know, from my standpoint, from my training, my upbringing, whatever you want, even just in life in general today, you look at that situation with the way drugs are in our society. And that's what I think makes chiropractic such a wonderful thing, because it's drug-free. Now, granted, it doesn't work all the time. Some people are too severe. They have broken bones, or they have heart attacks or strokes and things. You're not going to come to see a chiropractor for that.
So you're going to send them to a doctor to get medicine when it's appropriate.
Absolutely.
There are some chiropractors that believe that the spine can cure all. There's quacks in all fields. Sure, that's not something you would subscribe to.
But if you understand, I think if people understand the way the human body works and understand the dangers that are out there, I mean, you know, everything. Some of the drugs are dangerous, okay? Some of the surgeries are dangerous. Like I said, my wife just had open heart surgery. I mean, that's with a 30% chance she wasn't even going to come out of it. But it is what it is. But, you know, I mean, she'll be fine. She's doing great. But, you know, the beautiful thing about chiropractic is it's very conservative. I think the best way to proceed in any kind of health problem is do the most conservative thing first. And a lot of times your body can heal itself with a little bit of assistance. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't work, then you try something more radical, like perhaps introduce drugs into the equation. And if that doesn't work, you do the end result, which is surgery. But I think when you get that order mixed up, I think that's where a lot of problems begin.
I through the years, I started in the law in 93 when I graduated from law school. And when I started in law and personal injury, the chiropractor, to me, I didn't understand it either. So for me, it was you know, I had friends in medical school and DO was starting to take off, and the chiropractor just didn't make sense to me. And as I've moved through my career, I find that chiropractic is the part that helps the most. Like, these are the people that actually heal people, and I find that many of my clients are staunchly loyal to their chiropractors because they really care.
And Sonny Banks, by the way, says the same thing. Workers' comp, you know, he sends his clients to chiropractors, and he prefers chiropractic more so than even PT, because the results are so great.
And you as a chiropractor, I find, and you especially, you spend time with these people.
Sure.
When I go to see my family doctor, I get like 3.5 minutes.
I know.
There's a quick exam. There's 8 people lined up. And this is my best friend. So I've grown up with my family doctor since Abington High School, probably 6th grade. So he and I have, you know, we're really close friends. He's like, Jeff, I love you. I got 3.5 minutes. I got 9 people I have to see in the next hour. Call me later. I'll call you 10 tonight and we talk. Because they're too rushed. Chiropractors, I feel, really, really can dig into the problem and create a special relationship with the patient. And I think it's a wonderful way, like you said, to get started.
Thanks. So thanks for noticing that. And I think you're absolutely right. You know, it's a strange world out there.
It is.
And, you know, to navigate through it, it's tough. You need information. And that's what's great about you guys doing this. You know, people get a perspective from chiropractic. But, you know, there's another thing that we've got to talk about, too, is law.
Right.
You know, I have a lot of patients that come into me. They get in accidents. They don't go to a lawyer first. They come to me because they know me, or their uncle or their whatever came in here.
Right.
And, you know, it's like anything else. If you're going to try to navigate that legal process with an auto accident or an injury, or even like if you want to get on SSI or any of these things like that, if you try to do it yourself, you're kidding yourself in today's market.
You have a fool for a lawyer.
Yeah.
You have a fool for a lawyer.
It's awful.
Right.
Well, a lot of people try to navigate They try to, you know, and Jeff, I'm sure you've seen this, like the doc is alluding to. The insurance companies, you know, for people who would say they're not litigious because they've never even been in that situation.
Right.
They don't realize that the moment you get in an accident, there's protocols from the insurance company that they're locking in.
Oh, absolutely.
And so it breaks my heart. I mean, so many people come to me and their case is already lost. They've lost their case already.
It's awful.
They've given statements, they've signed statements, they've done things and said things that can't be fixed. And they're intelligent people. These aren't people. These are business owners. They're doctors. They're even lawyers that that aren't personal injury lawyers, and I have to say to them, I'm so sorry. You made a statement that is so damning to the case, it's over. You know, you've already admitted that you're not sure what color the light was, or I'm not hurt, or that I had 9 accidents, 10 years ago. These are all things you said that ruin your case, and it's a shame. The insurance companies prey on that,
and they want to get to the individuals as soon as they possibly
can. There's protocol. Those first 3 days are like so important, and they try to lock you in, and they even try to settle cases with you. And I've had 6 of them settle before I even got them, and they had huge cases, and they settled for $5,000.
And you know who had a great case, the best case of them all, and blew it? Kramer. Kramer, when he accepted all the coffee.
Hot coffee.
Remember?
His
attorney was Jackie Childs.
Jackie Childs.
And
remember, a lifetime of coffee? I'll take it.
Well, you guys have good memory.
We're going to offer him $10 million. I didn't get that far.
Who told you to take that
deal? Who told you to take that deal?
But I'll tell you a sad thing that I've encountered over the last, especially the 10 years. There's a lot of people out there that think that they have to pay you before you even represent
them. It's such a fallacy, and Joe and I talk about it almost on every show, the contingency fee.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing.
It's the greatest invention of all time.
Ever.
You get the top minds in the world, in their profession, in law, to take on your case, spend hundreds of hours of time, effort, money, and if they lose, God forbid, you don't pay them a dime.
That's right. Absolutely.
And if they win, they make a third. Sometimes they make 40%. But where would you be without an experienced lawyer? If there wasn't a contingency fee.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, I don't know the history of the legal profession all that much, but was there a time in this country where there was no such thing as contingency fee?
I mean, it was a more recent invention, I would say maybe late 50s, early 60s. It became clear you couldn't pay for legal services. If I were sending you a bill for every month at back then $100, $200 an hour, you couldn't afford me.
Sure.
So some bright minds came up with the idea of a contingency fee, and it changed the world. I mean, you and I talk about this every week.
It's incredible.
Without the contingency fee, there'd be no settlements. The insurance companies and corporations would rule the world.
Well, think about it. You just got an accident. You're now out of work. Okay. You may not have money coming in. And you now have to pay for an attorney. If that was the case, and thank God it's not, and the contingency fee agreement is in place, somebody can afford great attorneys like Jeff Nierenberg and without having to come out of pocket. And by the way, how about the fact that you're invested in the case with experts and all those things? It's not just the free consultation. It's retaining the attorney. It's the vetting. Obviously, the vetting of the case at the beginning, but the research, the experts that you may need to call. And you might go out of pocket in a sense for over $100,000 on a case that never comes out of that pocket of that client. Now, if by the grace of God you win the case, of course, and what you do, I'll say 99.99% of the time. Having said that, the expenses get taken out of the settlement. If you God forbid lose, which rarely if ever happens, that client pays nothing.
It's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable phenomenon. Whoever came up with the whole idea, it changed the world because it gave people access.
Made it fair.
The playing field. So the Eagles were playing against the Giants now instead of playing against my high school, Abington High School.
That's right.
Because you and I, as laymen, can't take on State Farm and Allstate and Nationwide. It's such a disadvantage. And to have a lawyer on a contingency fee with all the expertise and the knowledge and the money to do it is remarkable, and it changes lives.
And Doc,
really
in your situation, when it comes to an injured worker or somebody who gets injured in a personal accident, it's also important for you to have the case represented by good legal counsel, because somebody's got to fight for the bill. I mean, that's,
I'm a pretty good fighter. I fight for my own bills.
but I'm just saying.
But you have me to back you up in case, just in
but
case.
But that happens periodically.
I'm a security blanket.
Yeah. And so with work comp, yes. Okay. But when it comes to a personal injury case, if they lose, there's no money to be, you're taking a chance too.
Sometimes that happens. Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Life is chances.
Listen.
The other thing, and Jeff can probably hit on this too. The thing that I think is the most unfair in the whole equation You take these insurance companies. You go through every major city in the country. Who owns all the properties? The insurance companies own most of them, you know, through funds and so forth. But you know what they've done in Pennsylvania, and I'm not sure about other states. I know New Jersey has it too. But that thing called limited tort.
Yep.
And what they've done is they, and they present it to the people.
It's ingenious.
It is.
Michael, it's ingenious. It's never explained to the client.
It's awful.
Even lawyers.
It's almost criminal.
It is criminal. You know, you give away your rights on limited tort. You have to prove a serious impairment of a bodily function. What the hell is that?
I know. They define what it is.
They define what it is. And it's a target that moves. It's a moving target. One day it's herniated disc or a disc bulge or a disc protrusion. The next day it's a fracture and it's surgery.
Well, you don't have to worry about me, Jeff. I have full coverage.
Full coverage, full tort.
See, that's what they tell the people.
I'm being sarcastic when I say. What I'm saying is, how many people walk in and say that? They have no idea what they have.
You hit the biggest issue in my profession. Oh, Jeff, we're not going to have any problems here. I have full coverage. I'm like, ma'am, do you have full tort and do you have uninsured motorist? And they look at you blankly. They don't even know what you're talking about. These are legal terms. You get their policy. They don't have uninsured motorist. They don't have full tort. You got to give them the bad news.
Well, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I might be incorrect in it, but I'm pretty sure. My memory is not as good as you guys, but it's pretty good. I remember years ago, I think it was State Farm. Not to bring up any corporate names here, but what they were doing, if it was them, they were training their agents out in the field to sell limited tort policies. And they told people that they go to them and they say, well, listen, there's an option called limited tort. If you pick that, however, if you're seriously injured, you can still sue. But you wouldn't sue unless you were seriously injured anyways, right? Oh, no.
Makes all the sense in the world.
And then they say, all you have to do is sign this and you're going to save 50% on your policy. But little they know, it's only 50% of the liability. And all the people that signed it, and back at corporate headquarters in Bloomington, Illinois, I'm sure every time they did, they ring this bell and everybody would celebrate.
And they all laugh and they all hug and high five. And it's shameless.
But they had to pay a $50 million fine because they got caught doing that.
Right.
Yeah. So at the beginning of the show, I talked about the fastest hour in radio. Well, here we are. We got about 3 minutes left. Okay. Really two, but we're going to go three. Doc, the types of injuries that you handle and the insurances that you take, you know, at the practice.
We take any kind of injury you get in, we accept the insurance that you have.
Okay.
That's it. We do any kind of an injury you get involved in, unless you have a fractured skull or a broken bone or something. That's something
that
we handle slip and fall, car accidents, work injuries.
Right.
I just want to say one thing, and I know we're limited on time, but you know, after it's all sifted away, after we fight these insurance companies and badmouth them here between us today, you know, there's only one thing that matters. You know, I'm sure that Jeff feels the same, and I'm sure you do also. How long have you been doing the radio?
About 2 weeks now. About eight years.
You know, you try to do the best you can, and you try to help people out.
Yeah.
And it sounds cornball when you say that, but it's really not. That's what it's all about. You know, at the end of our time, say we're about 80 years old, and you walk down to Atlantic City or Wildwood or wherever you are, and you walk down to the seashore, and you stick your finger in the water, and you pull it out. Some people, that's all the difference they make in life, just that little plunge. I like to make a bigger difference. I think we help people out, trying to educate people, trying to get people to know what's going on. That's what it's all about.
Making people's lives just a little bit better.
Absolutely. Right. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
That's why we do the things that we do. Mm-hmm. You know, the money's aside. Yeah, we make money. Okay, that's great. You can make money selling real estate too. But you know, you're truly helping people out. And instead of just putting that finger in the ocean and pulling it out, and that's about the difference you made, I want to get down. When I'm at the end, I want to say, hey, geez, I help people's lives out. And that's what it's all about.
I love it.
Very well said.
Doc, contact information at the practice.
We don't give that out.
We don't?
No.
It's a trade secret.
My office is in Lansdowne. You know, a lot of my patients, they get a nickname for me, I think. I heard them talking. They call me the old reliable.
Yeah.
I'm not that old.
I believe.
And I'm not that reliable
What's
either.
Your office phone number?
It's 610-626-7300. I'm right in downtown Lansdowne, the only chiropractor around there. So if you guys listening here, if you ever get in an accident or you're having some problems, give me a shout.
Awesome, Doc. Jeff Nierenberg, personal injury attorney.
Yes.
You know, and if you would, take a quick 30 seconds, talk about the type of cases you represent and then your contact information.
Sure. I'm Jeff Nierenberg, and the firm is Nierenberg Law Associates. We're located here at the Duane Morris Plaza on 17th Street between Market and Chestnut. I specialize in car accidents, slip and fall and work accidents, and I handle all types of injury claims, homeowners claims, and if you need help, call me. I am at 215-569-9100, and my email and my website is phillypilaw.com if you wanted to do a little research into my firm.
And it's a contingency fee. It's a free consultation. Having said that, I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. You've listened to the fastest hour in radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Legal Talk with Jeff Nierenberg on WWDB Talk 860. We want to thank Jeff's guest, Dr. Michael Pollard, for a fantastic show. And of course, on behalf of our host, Jeff Nierenberg, I'm Joe Dougherty and Dr. Pollard. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the broadcast. Thanks for so much for listening. Have a great day, everyone.